Season 8, Episode 13, new episodes every weekday in August, getting you ready for your fantasy draft. This is the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast. This podcast, like all fantasy content, should be absolutely free. Those that charge you for fantasy content simply don't take the initiative to get sponsors to pay for that content. They are lazy. They make you pay for it. We actually do the work for you, and Hooters makes sure this podcast is absolutely free. Your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stacked sandwiches, salads, and more. Speaking of seafood, $19.83 in honor of the 40th anniversary for a pound of crab legs. Great prices also on buffalo and steamed shrimp as Hooters is celebrating 40 years. I thank them for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email me if you would like to be part of a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast league. Much like these podcasts, the leagues are also free to play. We will be drafting live and in person at Hooters at a date and time and location to be announced. If you would like to join us, email me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com to join in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft League. Write.todd@yahoo.com is the email. Instagram and Twitter, ToddWright2121, or you can follow along on Facebook. I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I use my personal page for promoting podcasts, for promoting golf tournaments, etc. Previous two episodes, we've done the first two rounds of mock draft data compiled over the previous 7 days by a wonderful website that provides this as a free service to you called fantasyfootballcalculator.com. Jumping back on today as we record this on Monday afternoon, so a few days early, just staying ahead of the game with all these new episodes. The data is even better now because they've updated 3,137 fantasy football mock drafts from August 7th through today, the day we're recording this, August 14th. If you missed the top two rounds of a 12-team non-PPR draft, you can go back to previous episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The Tuesday episode this week had the first round. The Wednesday episode yesterday had the second round. We will run through what the data says about projecting draft position third round and fourth round today. So I'll keep my comments brief as it relates to each player as we react to the data. Also, one note, a couple of podcast listeners were confused last week when I was reviewing scoring from last year, and I would talk about, say, just throw out Trevor Lawrence as overall 5, QB 5. That's based purely on total points. That's all it's based on. It was not a draft projection. I was not telling you to draft Trevor Lawrence with the 5th pick in the first round. Those were rankings based solely on points. I thought that was pretty clear. Some got confused by it. It's this week we're getting into mock drafts and some draft projection where we're playing off data from over 3,000 fantasy drafts conducted in the previous 7 days. So all this information is very current, and it will be changing as players come in or players get injured. So you're responsible for that information. Round three, 12-team, non-PPR. Here we go. Ramondre Stevenson, first pick in round three. Oh, he was so good for me last year. So good for me. Running back for the New England Patriots. Just a terrific athlete. I guess there's some concern now that the Patriots actually have a competent offensive coordinator that Ramondre won't touch the ball as much, because Bill O'Brien is there and he can figure out a way to utilize the talents of other players, which the combination of Joe Judge and Matt Patricia with an angry Matt Jones could not. But yeah, I loved owning Ramondre last year. And here he is in the mock draft, first pick off the board in the third round. Then we get to Najee Harris. Great rookie running back for those of you who had him 2 years ago. Sort of immediately and throughout the rest of the season was a big disappointment for those that drafted him early last year. This has him going as the second pick in the third round, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com. Jalen Hurts. We were all in on him last year. We were right. I made a huge deal in the podcast league to acquire Jalen Hurts early to mid part of last season. He had me headed towards championship contention until he was injured and sat out games late in the year. It was smart for the Eagles to do that. It damaged fantasy owners, but that's something we got to deal with. Jalen Hurts would be the third quarterback off the board based on this data. He was the third highest scoring quarterback based on my scoring settings last year that we went over last week. So there's Hurts, third pick, third round. T. Higgins, this is one of those factors where I caution those who want to invest a very high draft pick in Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is part of a factor there because he's going to see a significant amount of work. Now, Jalen Waddle, his name has already come off this mock draft board based on the data, and that doesn't impact Tyreek Hill, doesn't influence my opinion of Tyreek Hill. But T. Higgins is a factor in how much Chase may be able to produce for you. Higgins, fourth pick, third round, based on the mock draft data. ETN, I guess there's some thought ETN may not be as much of a workhorse this year with high expectations in Jacksonville. I'm not sure how I feel about that right now, but ETN, fifth pick, third round, based on this mock draft data, so right around fringe, RB1, RB2 for a 12-team league. Amari Cooper. So let's see. Based on this data, half of the first two rounds were wide receivers. So Higgins would be wide receiver 13, Cooper wide receiver 14, Cooper with the Browns, now with Deshaun Watson firmly under center to start the season. Breece Hall, off a season-ending injury, was a very exciting rookie last year. He should benefit purely from the fact that teams will be game-planning to stop Aaron Rodgers. Hall sort of in the Aaron Jones spot here. Let's see how Hall comes back from that injury. Granted, still very young. So there he is, seventh pick, third round, based on the data. Two more receivers are next, Devontae Smith, and then Deebo Samuel. Coming off 2021, there would have been no thought Smith would be drafted ahead of Samuel. And then last year, Samuel came on, he scored more. Part of a developed more chemistry with Jalen Hurts. Eagles go to the Super Bowl. Deebo Samuel, I mean, tough to replicate what he did both as a wide receiver and a de facto running back for the Niners in 2021. The trade for Christian McCaffrey diminished Deebo Samuel's value. So here we are with Devontae Smith at overall pick 32 based on the mock draft data, one spot ahead of Deebo Samuel at 33, and of course Christian McCaffrey, number one, as we talked about earlier this week. Joe Mixon, Cincinnati Bengals, kind of forgotten, but still should get plenty of work in Cincinnati. Took a pay cut to stay rather than be a running back cash casualty that we had a few of this year. Mixon stays. He's been very good for fantasy owners in recent years. So if you're looking for an RB2, granted, here you have Mixon in the third round at what, the 10th pick. But yeah, based on where he is in the sort of the running back pecking order here, fringe RB1, RB2. Yeah, I would think Mixon's more of an RB2 at this point. Second tight end off the board, not surprising, is Mark Andrews, a favorite of Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh and offensive coordinator. I mean, we have a new offensive coordinator in Baltimore this year, and Todd Monken, who has two national title rings from the Georgia Bulldogs in recent years, which used tight ends significantly. So while there is no one like Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews is worthy of consideration, even in leagues like mine, where the tight end is not mandatory. And the last pick of the third round is DK Metcalf of the Seattle Seahawks. You know all about Metcalf, freakish athlete, no change in head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback. There is a new rookie wide receiver in Seattle to share the load with Metcalf and Lockett. Metcalf comes off the board, another receiver, last pick of the third round. Let's run through the fourth round. Staying with the Seahawks, first pick of the fourth round based on this mock draft data from fantasyfootballcalculator.com, 12-team, no PPR, standard scoring. Kenneth Walker, another rookie who was really good for those that drafted him and just were patient in him getting healthy last year for the Seahawks. Then Calvin Ridley, back on the fantasy radar after missing all of last year. He is a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He should play with the ones alongside Christian Kirk and with Evan Engram in that first unit for the Jaguars. There are many who are talking about what huge numbers Calvin Ridley could put up this year. I am tempering expectations. I feel this is more reasonable, you know, based on how many receivers have already come off the board via these mock draft, these 3,000 plus mock drafts. Ridley, second pick of round four. J.K. Dobbins, Ravens, at the third pick of the fourth round. Ravens running backs always seem to disappoint. Here's what's interesting. You know, I talk about the flaw in Lamar Jackson's fantasy game and how the rushing touchdowns the last 2 years just haven't been there. It's not like, so you can't say, well, Lamar's taking all the rushing touchdowns away. The Ravens just don't rush for many touchdowns. But there's Dobbins' third pick of the fourth round. Damian Pierce, one of the only reasons to talk the Houston Texans last year as it related to fantasy football. Pierce was worthy of being in your starting lineup for a couple of months last year. End of the year, things got weird. Chalk that up to the since-fired loser Lovie Smith. Damian Pierce, fourth pick, fourth round. We are on a running back run here. I'll just run them all down. Next is Aaron Jones. Next is rookie Jahmyr Gibbs. Next is Cam Akers. So do with that what you will. So five running backs in a row from picks 3 through 7 based on the mock draft data we are using for the fourth round. Dobbins, then Pierce, then Jones, then Gibbs, then Akers. If I had to rank those five, I would put them in this order. Jones, Gibbs, Pierce, Dobbins, Akers. DJ Moore. This is another guy who's gotten a lot of attention, changes teams, goes from a team that who had quarterbacks that couldn't get him the ball to, I think, another team that has a quarterback who's not going to be able to get him the ball. DJ Moore, Chicago Bears, next off the board with the 8th pick in the 4th round. TJ Hockenson, 3rd tight end off the board, is next, now with the Minnesota Vikings. Then Keenan Allen of the Chargers. Miles Sanders, 2nd to last pick of the 4th round. Now the starting running back for the Carolina Panthers after the Eagles let him go after his rookie deal. And then last pick of the 4th round, still we don't know at this point if Joe Burrow is going to be ready to go for week 1, and if not, week 2, if not, week 3. Joe Burrow is outstanding, but you got to know if you're going to have him or not. Burrow scored overall 4 last year, and that was with one less game because of the canceled Monday night game. Otherwise, let's see, with that game, you know what, it would have been close for Burrow getting to overall 3. Still, I mean, there's a clear top 4 fantasy quarterbacks, and Burrow the 4th to come off the board, and one of the reasons it's here is because of the calf muscle, as it's being told to us from the Cincinnati Bengals, that has him injured as we speak and without any sort of real time frame on his return. So there's rounds 3 and 4. Tomorrow we'll try to do a few more for you to finish up the week as it relates to this mock draft data from 3,000 plus mock drafts for a 12-team non-PPR fantasyfootballcalculator.com. Remember, if you would like to play in a no-fee Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft League and draft with us at Hooters at a date, time, and location to be announced, I need to hear from you this week. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Hooters is celebrating 40 years and in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow.